AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. University of Missouri graduate student Jonathan Butler says his hunger strike wasn't the only action that led to today's resignation of University President Tim Wolf.
It was everybody who chose to stand up in this time who made this possible. This was not Jonathan Butler. This was the Mizzou community for one of the first times that I've ever seen stand together united.
Butler and other black student activists have been demanding for months that Wolf address racial incidents on the mainly white campus in Columbia. Their protests were bolstered by some 30 black football players who vowed not to take part in team activities while Wolf was president. Athletic director Mac Rhodes tells reporters his department fully supported the actions of those players.
We hope that our athletics department, staff, coaches, student athletes can serve as leaders moving forward to help bring our campus together.
Members of Concerned Students 1950 say they want a greater say in the campus governance as well as more faculty representation for minorities. For the first time in more than a year, President Obama meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The AP's Mark Smith has more from the White House.
The president shrugged off the clash over the Iran deal as a narrow one.
We don't have a disagreement on the need to making sure that Iran does not get a nuclear weapon, and we don't have a disagreement about the importance of us blunting destabilizing activities.
Instead, he and Netanyahu discussed U.S. military aid to Israel and ways to, as Obama put it, lower the temperature over recent clashes between Jews and Palestinians.
I remain committed to a vision of peace, of two states for two peoples.
However, neither leader disputed what an aide here said last week, that a peace deal's unlikely before Obama leaves office. Mark Smith at the White House.
And the stock market posted its biggest decline in 2 weeks with the Dow dropping 179 points. This is AP Radio News. The lawyer for a man wounded in a Louisiana police shooting incident that left his six-year-old boy dead says a police body cam shows his client with his hands in the air before police opened fire. AP's Mike Kunzelman reports that bail was set for both officers in a hearing that was closed to the public and the media.
Norris Greenhouse and Derek Stafford have each been charged with second-degree murder and attempted second-degree murder. The judge set bond for them at $1 million bond apiece.
Attorney Mark Zajan, who represents the father, Chris Few, says the body cam description was part of today's hearing. Few, who was seriously wounded, remains hospitalized, missing today's funeral for his son, Jeremy Martis. Hillary Rodham Clinton has officially registered for the New Hampshire presidential primary.
Fourth time. How are you? Welcome back.
It is the fourth time.
Clinton submitting her paperwork and a $1,000 check to get on the ballot for the coming primary next year. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.